coming back to the principle of the pressure. If you sit quietly, for some people, like yourself, you will feel conflict mounting, stress. But the stress is from the inside. And the stress is the realization of the truth for your soul, because suddenly your soul is enlightened and the something inside you is being very disturbed because it's losing control. If that light comes in, it will take you over, it take you away from it, and it will shine on it like shining on, like a light shining on a vampire.
And that's when it jumps out.
That's when it can jump out, have an exorcism.
Right.
But in the beginning, it doesn't happen that way. It may in the beginning happen that way, and that be the end of the story. You'll be all right, because it happens with some people. But let me just cover the waterfront with it. So, because I want you to see the principle of it. That's only because I want to see the principle and not just talk, 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 talk. So you can see that God is there and he's showing you this. And even if you're not fully cognizant of what I'm about to say, the thing itself is becoming disturbed. The thing is seeing that you're getting too close to the light. And it's becoming disturbed, and you can see a lot of activity inside yourself you never saw before. And the light shows you that. And then it will also naturally tell you not to struggle with it. But at first you may, because you don't hear the instructions yet. But so it lets you struggle to make it worse. Then you can realize that if you do struggle with it, a person like me comes along and says, see what the white light is trying to tell you. But you can't, because you see you're so confused that you can't always interpret the light yet. That's why you need a person like myself to say, you see, it wants you to struggle. It wants you to be upset, because that's where it was with the person outside. That's how he got inside. Now he's in there. He's struggling with you. All you can do is going to feed your soul to him. So of yourself, you can do nothing. Here we come back to it. See? I said, no, of yourself. If you couldn't recognize that, not because Roy said so, the pressure still builds and it becomes very painful. And the light seems to be causing the pain. No, it's not you that's feeling the pain. It's only your attachment to the thing. It's like the Battle of Leningrad. See, you've got a tremendous war going on. You just have to bear the pain. And all of a sudden, you have a warmth coming all over your body. Detached. But once you're detached, you can never, ever sin again. Because you have no choice. You've given up what you thought was choice. You've given up what you thought was you choosing. And what you thought was freedom.